SBS Radio.
We have Pat Farmer on the line again with us today, and he has finished his epic Spirit of India run one day prior to the expected time. Welcome to the show once again, Pat. And first of all, congratulations on finishing the Spirit of India run.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'll just explain why I finished early. We had, in Jammu, we had mudslides and rock slides on the road, and the roads were cut off at quite a few points along the way. So I was able to wade my way through the mudslides and then climb over the top of the rock slides in the areas where they were. Traffic was banked back for many, many kilometres. So it seemed like I needed to make a decision to push ahead and try and get away from that whole area where there was problems with the hillsides. And so we picked up the extra time and made a decision not to risk any bad weather. So that's why I was able to finish today, and it was fantastic finishing here at Srinagar, one of the most picturesque sights and scenes that I've ever encountered.
Well, that's great. What an adventurous finish to the race as well, and it is a remarkable achievement. Now, let's not forget the purpose of this run was to raise funds for the girls' education in India as well. So how much funds have you raised?
Well, that's a good question. I haven't had a chance to even look at my computer or look at any of that work over the last week. I've left that up to my crew and my journalist, Kevin Ewan, is managing all of that. But the goal, of course, is to raise $100,000. So whether that money is raised now at the end of the journey, or whether it's raised next week or the week after, I will achieve that goal. So I've got a number of schools throughout Australia that are also raising funds for us for that course, so I haven't had a chance to check if they've sent through their money yet, or if they're waiting on me to collect those checks. And the same too with a number of other businesses. So I'm encouraging people to go to the website, that's patfarmer.com, click on the My Cause button and make a donation to the Nani Kali Foundation. That's education for young girls that come from very poor and disadvantaged families here in India.
Well, fair enough. We can understand you wouldn't have time to do anything else. You had such a major task ahead of you. Now, it was a very grueling task to run the length of the country non-stop for over 60 days. Do you think it was worth it?
Oh, absolutely. If you could see people that I met along the way, you know, we've met with people from ministry positions right through to ordinary folk from very, very poor families. And as I've said in the past, we've stayed at places where we just use a bucket to be able to wash at the end of a day's journey through to palaces. And so, you know, all extremes. And we're able to touch the lives of many, many people over here and move and motivate those people. And so many people joined in the journey along the way. They are so impressed, they're so motivated, and they feel revitalized. And you have to keep in mind that this is a country that wasn't that long ago that had a caste system, and so to be able to inspire people to, you know, to be able to do great things with their own lives. There's so many people now talking about what they want to do, and in the schools, the colleges, the universities that I've visited along the way, they're very enthusiastic about what they can do, and that the whole world is waiting for them out there.
It's such a remarkable achievement. It is an inspiring journey for so many people that have joined you during your run as well, and you've inspired so many other people, and I'm sure it's a life-changing experience for you too. A part of this run was also to strengthen and develop the Indian-Australian relationship. Is there a message that you would like to give out to the Australians, and specifically the Indian-Australians?
Yeah, absolutely. At this point in time, both governments, both the Australian and the Indian government, are working on a free trade agreement. Now, the advantages to that is it will create an enormous amount of jobs and opportunities for Australians, to be, especially in the service departments, fields, interaction, schools, colleges, and so many building projects that are that are needed over here. Our politicians get their act together and get that signed and get that done. the sooner both countries can benefit. In India, India has just a wealth of need here, and they've got the ability, and they're just, they can't produce enough of any item, whether it be food, whether it be things like cement, building materials, so many things. There is just such an insatiable need and thirst and hunger for so many things, just to be able to allow people to be able to cope from day to day and to be able to grow their industry and to be able to grow their country and their businesses. So that is most important. And for Indian Australians, I hope that they will come and see the film that we have filmed. We've been allowed to film in places where film crews have never been allowed into before. Mm. So I can guarantee that this will be not only an entertaining film, but also a film that will inspire and certainly warm the hearts of many people that are Indian Australians now, to be able to see some of their own hometowns and that of their parents and grandparents the way that I've seen it through my eyes.
That's good to know, and we will be looking forward to that film as well. Once again, from entire SBS Punjabi team and all our listeners, congratulations on finishing the Spirit of India run. What a selfless act you've done, and we are so proud. Hopefully, you will get some rest now and be back in Australia soon.
Yeah, thanks again. And anybody that's thinking about taking a trip to India, don't think about it any longer. Get out there and come and explore the India that I've seen.
Thanks for your time, and thanks for talking to us.
Absolute pleasure, and thanks again for following this journey, and I look forward to catching up as soon as I get back. Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.